APGC head coach Joel Reince joins me. Two qualifiers here this year. First of all, let's talk about Leo Block getting in at 106. What can you say about that guy?
Yeah, Leo has really come on strong here late in the season and really starting to find his groove. And, has been working really hard in the wrestling room all year and is doing a great job and super excited for him to make it a trip down to Des Moines.
Yeah, and then you got a guy like Gage Miller who kind of had an interesting career, some ups and downs. I know he was injured most of the year last year, came up just short, but he's making it in for the second time in his career after going in as a freshman as well. What can you say about his accomplishment here today?
Yeah, really proud of his effort, and you know, it's not easy dealing with injuries, and then, you know, he kind of had a stint here this past couple weeks. He hasn't wrestled for, I think, 2.5 weeks now, and coming out today and fighting through some adversity and making a trip down there as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know you had a couple guys who were kind of close, some guys that maybe you thought maybe had a good chance of going in, but I guess that's kind of the how the sport of wrestling goes, isn't it? What can you say about, you know, some of those guys that kind of were on the brink but unfortunately kind of fell short here today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still proud of them. I told the guys all week, you know, the result doesn't change how I feel about them and how proud I am that they come out and compete and work hard in the wrestling room all year long. It's a really tough sport, and then to top it off, you get a gut wrencher. You know, you finish third at districts, and that's a tough feeling to know that you're that close and you just fall a little bit short. And Braden Jara, Parker Mulder, Mason Prusner, Mason Kopp, all those kids, you know, they had that to deal with, and that's a lot, you know. I know the feeling. It's a tough thing, and it lives with you for quite a while, and you just hope that they, you know, you respond from that and come back next year stronger than ever. And the great thing is those guys are coming back, you know, most of them for at least one more year, and I'm super excited for them next year.
All right, well, don't want to keep you too long today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, no, I just appreciate your coverage and Coach Benning's coverage all year. You guys are a blast to listen to on the radio. Like I said, we hoped to get a few more through, but that's the way it goes. You know, if you're not ready to roll on this day, it's over quick. So hoping for some nice things down at state next week.
All right, appreciate the time, Coach, and we'll see you down there.
All right, thanks, JMO.